Luke 13:13, glorify God. I want to talk to you about glorifying God rather than fearing men. In the book of Luke chapter 13, verses 10 through 17, we see Jesus healing a woman that had a spirit of infirmity. Let's read this passage of scripture together. The Bible says, "Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Shabbat, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bent over, and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said to her, 'Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity.' And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified God." Check this out. "But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because Jesus had healed on the Shabbat, or the Sabbath, and he said to the crowd, 'There are 6 days on which men ought to work. Therefore come and be healed on them, and not on the Sabbath day.' The Lord then answered him and said, 'Hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or donkey from the stall, and lead it away to water it? So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Shabbat?' And when he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him." Here we see Jesus bringing life to a woman who had been bound by an infirmity for 18 years. She was totally bent over at the back, and Jesus instantly healed her. However, the ruler of the synagogue, the religious leader, the pastor, if you will, rebuked Jesus for bringing life to this woman. Unfortunately, it is sad to say that sometimes people might just miss it once in a while. I have personally been rebuked by a number of people in authority in the church because I was teaching people how to speak in their spiritual language. If you get rebuked for bringing life into a certain situation, you have several options that you must consider. Number one, you submit to the authorities of the house. If the person in charge of your church doesn't want you to lay hands on sick people or teach them who they are in Christ or release the manifestation gifts of the Holy Spirit, then you need to submit to that authority as long as you remain in that house. Number two, leave that house, leave that particular church, if you feel like the Holy Spirit is being quenched. My wife Dawn and I have had to do this on several occasions. I encourage you with this though. In the book of Acts chapter 5, the apostles were on trial for preaching Jesus and bringing life to the people. Peter and the other apostles responded to the religious leaders in verse 29, saying, "We ought to obey God rather than men." If the Holy Spirit is moving you to do certain things, then I encourage you to obey God rather than obey men. However, that does not mean that you go against the particular rules that are in your church, even if they are man-made. If you are unable to submit to those rules, then definitely find a place where you won't be quenched, like the apostles were instructed to do, to shake the dust off their feet and go to the next region. So too you may have to do the same in order to arise in your anointings, arise in your identity in Christ, and arise into your calling. Finally, number three, if you've been rebuked for bringing life, just like Jesus was, then extend forgiveness and blessings upon the person who rebuked you. We are called to bring and speak life wherever we go. Will you please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ? Dear Lord, I extend forgiveness to everyone who has rebuked me for releasing the kingdom of God. Lord, please help me to bring life wherever I go. May my words be substance and healing to people. May I continue in great boldness, even if people do not understand. Help me, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.